In the beginning, on the first sabbatical, it was rather disastrous. I had thought that I should do this without any plan, that this vacuum of time somehow would be wonderful and enticing for idea generation. It was not. I just, without a plan, reacted to little requests, not work requests, that those I all said no to, but other little requests, sending files to Japanese design magazines and things like that. So I became my own intern, and I very quickly made a list of the things that I was interested in, put them in a hierarchy, divided them into chunks of time, and then made a plan very much like in grade school. What does it say here? Monday, 8 to 9 story writing, 9 to 10 future thinking, was not very successful, and so on and so forth. And that actually, specifically as a starting point at the first sabbatical, worked really well for me. What came out of it? I really got close to design again. I had fun. Financially seen over the long term, it was actually successful because the improved quality, we could ask for higher prices. And probably most importantly, basically everything we've done in the 7 years following the first sabbatical came out of thinking of that one single year. And I'll show you a couple of projects that came out of the 7 years following that sabbatical. One of the strands of thinking I was involved in was that sameness is so incredibly overrated. This whole idea that everything needs to be exactly the same works for a very, very few strand of companies and not for everybody else.